What I'd now like to do, we are coming to the end of the day. A number of people I know have had to go. What I'm going to now try to do to conclude the public meeting is to sum up our discussions that we've had over the last day and a half, and I'm absolutely certain that I will miss something out. So, however, where I think that we've got to, and in terms of what we want to communicate to the ISB and trustees as to what we have covered over the last couple of days, and just going through the various agenda items, we started off with a commentary around stuff that's happened over the last 4 months, and Goro shared with us the significant progress made in Japan, and comments from me around some of those key trends and the words investors and relevance I used, and it's fascinating how many times the words investors and relevance have actually come up in the last day and a half. So I think those two gelled with each other. In terms of the trustee activities, obviously Sheila sharing the nominating committee responsibilities and processes, and the opening of the discussion around the informal review of the composition of us sitting around this table. In the closed administration session, as we absolutely conclude, I will open that up again, but I will specifically say that specific one-on-one feedback to me would be really, really valuable. So email, I'm not sure I've got the energy to actually listen to you before you disappear, and I'm sure you probably haven't got the energy to talk to me either this afternoon. So email or a phone call at some later point would be great. However, I will open it up a little bit more. Michelle obviously summarised the last two meetings that they've had, and David summarised the DPOC, and there were no real questions or around those or specific feedback or advice from us to the ISB or the trustees as a result of that. The structure and effectiveness reviews, what I've tried to do is to distill some of the key messages from the groups. I'm absolutely certain I won't have it right, but this is what I picked up from what was reported back yesterday, that broadly there was not support for the ISB extending its remit. There are all sorts of caveats around that, but effectively no support for the ISB extending its remit. The current approach in the wider corporate reporting arena is appropriate, although there was encouragement to continue to evaluate that and what role is being played. There were a number of suggestions to improve consistency, and I haven't highlighted anything in that they seem to be more tweaks rather than anything else, and I don't mean that in a derogatory way at all. No issues in relation to structure, however, encourage more stakeholder communication to gain ensure there is clarity around those. No suggestions refunding, sorry. Yeah, it's back to you. There were a few comments around trustee composition, comments around things like gender and ensuring impartiality and ensuring that trustees are close to change and have knowledge in terms of actually doing that role as trustees. And with the board, I would probably say split views about the benefits or of a smaller or a larger ISB. The smaller, obviously, potentially in terms of the effectiveness and efficiency, the larger in terms of the inclusiveness. So no specific views there. A number of suggestions around technology as to how that can be brought in. And I think that the essence of that is that is part of the unknown. And that we do need to continue to look at that, and comments around brainstorming, perhaps considering an expert group, horizon scanning, consideration of data points, consider change in business models, and basically being prepared, I think, is probably the key that we can be in terms of our speed of response. So being ready to respond. And the taxonomy, generally supportive of the current approach, although there were a number of specific suggestions. So that's my take of the key points that came out of that discussion there. In terms of the ISB and IFRS Foundation activities, there was a question effectively actually raised by Hans in terms of the time it takes the ISB to do anything, and we've reflected on that a bit more, and maybe that is an area that could be looked at by the Advisory Council in terms of any advice that we can give on that in the future. and an observation that the disclosure initiative is closely related, and this came from Hugh, so these were the key takes I took out, to behaviour change. And a key question is, how do we actually get that behaviour change to happen? And again, maybe that is something that the Advisory Council could in the future provide some thoughts on or have a discussion around. So with the FASAC update, a comprehensive update on the structure of FASAC, how it operates, and some current initiatives. I don't think there was any specific feedback items for us, for the board or the trustees in relation to that, but it was certainly extremely useful in terms of understanding, and I think things in here as to how we, and just the last exchange that we've just had around the difference of doing the agenda consultation. We then, of course, the next thing was a very successful networking opportunity around drinks yesterday evening, so that got a big tick. Breakfast meeting, obviously the same useful engagement that we always have on investor activity and emerging markets issues, and I know certainly on the investor side, Barbara always says, oh, we've got to the end and we haven't dealt with what we needed to deal with, which just shows, I think, the level of interest and discussions that happen at those. Then with the agenda consultation, what I've tried to do is effectively, very quickly, from just coming back, that effectively we had those three questions. I feel that there was nothing revolutionary that came out. There were some, and again, I'm going to use that word, tweak-type comments, some items to consider, particularly around, I think, the implementation side that came out, about potentially around pre-issue matters, and it's really ensuring that we're effective and as much as we can be, so perhaps just have a look at that. And translation has come up a few times, and thinking about the future in terms of environmental scans, and are we properly looking into the future. In terms of the members' communication sessions, thank you to Masamichi, in terms of the comments on the monitoring board, understanding the role of that board, and what is happening as a result of the governance review was undertaken a couple of years ago, and specifically, and thank you for putting this to us, Masamichi, in terms of feedback from the Advisory Council, again, at some point in the future, potentially a gender item around the monitoring board role, and are they doing the right things, or have they been doing the right things in the past, and you know, what should they be doing in the future? And obviously with that, noting like Yale's tight comments in terms of the resources, so the Advisory Council, not to say do this, do that, do the other when you don't have the resources. So, or suggest doing that. And Anne, very useful in terms of your discussion around the European Accounting Association, and in particular around how you are really, I think, an exemplar of the following on terms of that secondary objective of communications, a great case study, I think. And Wojciech, the European Commission, sharing the results of the review of the adoption in the EU, and I won't say the best thing since sliced bread again, I'll say adoption has been largely positive from constituents, was the words I noted down here. The communication session, I think a good granular presentation, I think it was really great to think about how that SWOT analysis had been done around the strategies, obviously some suggestions there, and I think Mark and Katrina went away with some thoughts as to how to continue to iterate the communications and know that it's a continuous improvement project. So that is my summary of the day and a half in a very quick way. Does anyone have any fundamental disagreements with that? No? You don't dare, do you? The way I put that question. If anyone has any, because what I will then do is I will use that as the basis for writing up my report of the meeting. So that will obviously come out. But if anyone has, from that very quick scan through there, anything that they do want to feedback to me before I write that, that would be really useful. So I would then just like to conclude this public bit of the meeting by acknowledging formally the contribution of the departing members. There are a number of members whose this is the last meeting, and I want to say a little bit more in our final concluding sessions after the public meeting. However, I think I'd like to acknowledge publicly those finishing their term at this meeting. And whether or not they are physically sitting in the meeting or not, some of you are and some of you aren't, but I would like to get on record this, and I hope I have caught everybody. Rene Van Wyk, Daniel McMahon, Min Yang, Egbert, I think Peter Chambers, Alberto Gusani, Stephanie Fox, Ernesto Lopez-Mose, and Marika Paul. Now, have I missed anyone who is, this is their last meeting, that I haven't said their name? No? Good. So I would just like to absolutely acknowledge the time and passion and energy that you have, well, the time that you have given up, but the passion and energy that you have given to contributing to the objectives of the IFRS Foundation. It is really appreciated by the Foundation, speaking on behalf of the Foundation, and we really appreciate your time, however long that has been. I'd also like to specifically thank everybody who is here today for, again, your time and participation. It has been, I think, a particularly fruitful meeting. I'm not sure there's been anything actually revolutionary that's come out of it. However, I think that it has confirmed a number of things in terms of process that has been going on and happening. And so I think from that perspective, it's been valuable. And certainly I think the breakout sessions and enabling absolutely everybody to participate in those, you know, there has been, despite my rude comment about the energy level for the question three last time, I think there's been an awful lot of energy gone into all of those. So, and I'd also like to thank, of course, the Foundation staff for their preparation materials. We couldn't do, and the engagement and commitment and actually the organisation of this, it wouldn't happen without that. So, you know, they're seeking the feedback. The only way that they will get that is by ensuring that we are given the stuff to enable us to do that in the way that it's given. So, and I think it's absolutely superb. I certainly think the timeliness of what we get, it gives us a good time to prepare and allow us to have that robust discussion. So I would like, unless anyone else has any final comments for the public session of the meeting, to conclude the public meeting at this point.